Acts chapter 20. We're so glad to have the teenagers here today. I want y'all to give a hand for Jasmine. She's been doing so good in the nursery. You can almost call her up. And sometimes, you know, the workers be go unnoticed. But she does such a good job with the children, just fitting in. You almost have to remind yourself she's not an adult, you know, because she does such a good job. But good job, Jazz. Acts chapter 20. The Bible reads in verse number 22, Paul here. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost witness in every city, save the bonds of affliction abide in me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And I want to talk to you tonight about the next level thinkers. Or let's say it like this. The thinking patterns of people on the next level. The thinking patterns of people who go to the next level. How do they think? Paul gives us a good indication here how you got to begin to think when it comes to you going to another level. Paul said, I'm going to this city. I'm going to tell you why I'm going. But there's some things in the way that's trying to stop me. But I'm going to go because I got to go to the next level. Are you with me? So you got to begin to find yourself in a place where you got to say, you know what? I got to go to the next level. How am I going to get there? What are the thinking patterns of people that go to the next level? I'm not talking about you just maintaining your status quo Christianity, because we all know that that's not what pulls God down. That's not what changes the world. Yeah, you may be holy and you may have children and they may be healthy, but don't you know those are benefits of being in God? That's not destiny. Destiny only comes because you begin to take yourself to another level in God. Because how many of us know God ain't going to change? Yeah. That's right. We may change. We may get weak. We may stop. But God's word in him, the spirit of God ain't going to change. His agenda when Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world and for destiny and purpose, when the disciples received the Holy Spirit walking with them and Jesus and everything, guess what? The agenda of the church has not changed. Even though we got better cars, even though technology and the internet and all these things happen, God has not changed. And what he told Paul to do, the same thing Paul is doing here, that I may finish my course and the ministry that the Lord gave him. The same God gave us a ministry. I ain't talking about feeding people. I'm talking about building what God is building here on earth. If you think that the church is just you getting a word and going back to a system to make you just keep your head above water. So most of us, we're saved and we go through. So when you get a sickness in the body, you call on God a little bit more. He deliver you. Then you only receive the promises of God. If you think that that's destiny and that's what God wants, you're wrong. God want to shake the earth. He want to shake. He want politicians to know that his word is true. He wants the parting of the Red Sea to be in 2011 as we begin to speak the word. Signs and wonders will begin to follow us who believe. But how you think this going to happen? It'll happen because everybody, me, you, everybody, we begin to take our lives to the next level. What does that mean for many of us? We got to stop just being natural. looking at things. Some of us are out of Egypt, but our mindset is not. We're still slaving in one area. Our hearts are still in the slave mentality. Let's just get by. The white people, ain't no white people can stop you from going where God wants you to go. The favor of God don't stop because of some culture and where you come from. You are adopted into the family. You're everything God has for you, but you got to begin to see yourself like that. Most of us don't see ourselves the way God sees us. Are you with me? Let me give you some basic things of why people don't think or never go to the next level. The first thing is everything they do, they look for human answers only. They just look for human answers. When the problem comes, they're looking for human answers. They just, hey, the logical way, this is how you do it. This is what we've been taught. Not knowing that those answers are coming from worldly men. So here God put an obstacle in your way, but your outlook is always human. Go to the next level, because the moment you take an answer from the devil or from this world, it will always weight you down on that same level. You can't fly with a bunch of weight. Human answers. How you fix this? No spirit, just natural. I remember being at the church in Charlotte. And these blessed men thought the way they get ahead financially is get extra jobs. Forget about what you got. Just work 4 jobs. This is how you get ahead in God. Just work 4 jobs so you don't even see your children. You don't build with your spouse. Don't worry about nothing because you're working because you got to get money. I'm not talking about a season of that and then stop. I'm talking about when you think that's the answer, that's looking for human flesh to answer your situation. Right. Natural. How you going to fix this? Go to the boss. What does he think? How many know we got to look to God? That's right. Are you with me? Yeah. Even though the answer got to be natural, it's got to come from a supernatural place. Yeah. But how many of us do that? How many of us begin to see that? Or do we look at things the wrong way? This is why many of us got to stop looking for human answers only. How do we fix it? It's just like somebody come and they say, well, you know, this is how I used to think about it. You're looking for a job and you go to the classified ads. When I was in Charlotte, they used to have this company that you could pay for aid if you want leads. But by the time it hit the paper, it's all gone. How many people were looking at the paper? It's already been diluted. Everything. The good people didn't got it. Most of y'all know working in a company, before they even post the job, they already know who's going to get it. Human answers will keep you where you're getting everything diluted. Everything is diluted because you're looking for things human. When God speaks to you, he'll tell you, go here. Check with this person. There's an inside here. Just stand there. I'm going to prevent them from getting a job, even though it's going to be, you're going to see it there. He'll speak to you, but you got to make sure that you're not looking at everything natural. You never can go to the next level. It's just like we're looking now. How in the world are we going to do all that we're doing? You got to get in the spirit. Yes. That's the only way you're going to do it. But what Christ is saying, what Paul was trying to give us a little insight into what he was going through, he said, I'm bound by the spirit. And then he started to talk about the natural things on the outside. But then he tells us, you know what? Even though I see this and my commitment is by the Spirit, this what makes me not be concerned about what I see. Yes. And many times, what we see with our natural eye is not what God wants to do in us. The natural, how we look at it. How we begin to embrace it. Most of you, you begin to respond, just like I said with the calendar. Oh, I can't. You ain't even give God the opportunity. You ain't even say, let me put this underneath the pillow tonight. I'm believing God for something. Because, you know, my spirit says I want to be there every time. Because that's what God is looking for. Then the provision come. The Bible says when you commit your ways unto the Lord, your thoughts will be established. But many of us, we're trying to figure it out for God. God didn't ask you that. All we got to do is believe. None of us can do miracles. I can't. But you can get to the Red Sea and say, Lord, I didn't do everything you told me now. I want to see this just like you. And if you live a life like that, you know what happened? Most of the things God do in your life, you will be wondering like, good Lord, this is a marvelous in my eyes. Look at this thing. This you, and then people start puffing you up and you say, no, man, look here. This is the Lord's doing. I got to let you know. I know it looked like I got all this education and I'm doing, but let me let you know God's hand was on this and I will not take the glory from him. But when you build in your own thing, it won't be like that. Why? Because human hands will always puff you up. Human answers coming from natural men, they poison your spirit. When it's time for you to leap off into faith, you're not ready. You're questioning God. Some of us, we say, yeah, I believe God, but it's no such thing as a but. Anything and somebody say but, they just disqualify everything they said. Yeah, I know the words say this, but. Well, what else you need? If God said it, see, the question is, do you believe it? Have you taken the time to get this thing inside of you? Because if you believe it, God is looking for us not to shrink back. Are you with me? Stop cooking what God say to you in your own natural way. You cook it the way you want. Process everything through you. Oh, how you see. God don't work like that. Some of you, you still do that. God speak a word and you got to cook it. Put it in your pot. He's God. The next level will always pull you into something you ain't never thought you'd be in. So why are you sitting there cooking it? It's like some of the things that you can cook off all the nutrients off of it. As soon as you put the heat to it. Everything that was good in it ain't good. Remind me of like broccoli. You know you can put so much cheese on broccoli? I'm eating vegetables. You can do that. You don't know what's going on there. You take a natural thing. Like some people do with salad. And they put all the salad dressing, man, this thing in the salad dressing, but I'm eating salad. That's psyche. That's you processing. Y'all ever know people like that? They got something in their mind. Y'all remember the story about my ramp? You think like that. And that means you take everything God say and you process it through you. Every time you do that, you take off all of the virtue of you leaping out in faith. Paul had enough maturity to know. He didn't, this is what you got to remember. You don't deny what you see and what's real. It's real. The world is real. People are drunk. People do what they want to do. It's all real. We're not saying that. But what Paul was saying is, I'm still bound in the midst of this. My belief system is still that God's word is true. And that's what Christians do. We live it. You don't let the majority rule when it's in the natural. So if you're the only one there, you don't let everybody, because everybody drinking, everybody doing. You don't sit there and be like, well, I better not say nothing. No, God's saying, can I get you to speak up? Can you say what God is saying no matter what? See, that's when you become a soldier. God can send you in places where you're in harm's way. See, some of us don't know. We think being a Christian, you could just be a Christian and wait till your faith get big and believe God for all this stuff. But that's not how you get virtue in the kingdom. If you want to be powerful, you got to be an environment changer. God got to put you in places where all hell is around you. People don't know what to do. And you are able to take your spirit and begin to embrace everything and change it. You're not strong just because you making a few comments. Can people start following you? Can you go rob the devil of his hairline and say, y'all coming with me? We're going to reverse this because of your life. Where you're at, as far as your physical location, and where you're at in the spirit will determine how much God can use you. So many Christians are in the church, but when we go out, we different people. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. If you save, you save. This ain't nothing to be ashamed of. You want to drink, you drink. Yeah. If you want to do whatever you do, you do. That's between you and God. But what I can tell you is this. I just believe God. I believe he's coming back again. I believe there's miracles. I know you may not see a lot in the churches, but I still believe that there's coming a day where there's going to be an outpouring. So therefore, I design my life according to what I believe. Amen. Not denying reality. Yes. You're not denying reality. Paul said, I'm bound. I'm going into this city, and I don't really know what's in the city. Except the Holy Spirit show me. Y'all, ain't that a good indication that we go into stuff blind, George? So why are we still thinking, everybody trying to get all this? You got to go into some things blind. That's what Paul was just saying. All I know is the Spirit. All I know is God is leading me. I don't know what they're going to say and whether they're going to throw me in or out. This is why some of you got to get this out and you continue to battle in your mind. I don't know what's going to happen and how this is going to happen, but what I can tell you is God told me to be here, and I'm going to stand here until I see my change come. I'm going to stand here until I see something. It may not look like it on the external, but I'm going to keep renewing my spirit to what I believe on the inside. This is what changes the world. Not you talking about you know the Lord and you need to be saved. And Jesus is real and all of that. You got to be living something. You got to be in motion. People got to see you going towards your destiny. You can hang that up when you only look for human answers only. Human answers are comfortable. Human answers will aid you temporarily. Human answers will appeal to your intellect. Human answers will always nurture your soul, that rim. It brings a level of, oh, yeah, I feel good. Man, I'm telling you, Paul couldn't have known how he was going to feel. You know, I sort of feel like some of that, like, what are we going to do next year? You think I'm going to sit here and try to organize like the Southern Baptists and put all these sermons in 6 years across? Ain't nobody do, because I don't know what God's going to do. But what I know is today we're going to stand strong. We're going to do what we can do today. We're going to prepare for tomorrow. We're going to listen to what God is saying, because that's what he's telling us to do. Are you with me? But if you look in the world, look how different it is. Look how different what God is telling you than what you see on the external. Some of y'all money don't match what you got on the inside. It don't match. Some of you don't have the fortitude on the inside for what you know God put inside of you. You just don't have it. That's why I don't understand. Some people say, well, you know the Lord. You can't make it either way. So why don't you trust God? That's why people in foreign islands and stuff, they trust God. You know why? Because they ain't got nobody else. It ain't no doctor. So you better cling to this healing or you dying. So that causes them to say, you know what? I believe. And that's why they can stay in prayer all night and say, Lord, that's the only help I got. But see, we here in America, we think that we can listen to a little scripture and we can hear a little talking by all these little televangelists and that's all we need. No, you got to know God.
I don't care where you at and how you are. You got to get on your knees and begin to call on God. And at some point, you got to say, I know my God. I know he's real. You got to pull him down into your situation. Nobody gonna, no pastor gonna do that. No book, no song. Ain't nothing gonna do that except you beginning to pursue God. But if you begin to look for human answers only, you can forget it. Most of the time, if human answers are dealing with your situation, 1, 2, 3, it's not God. And if the devil cannot stop you, he'll try to hinder the timing of it. He'll hinder the timing. There'll be no timing because you'll be off. Why? Because you're not moving with God. Are you with me? Stop looking for human answers. What is God saying? Y'all want to know how you begin to see? Look at the river of God. Don't say God is accelerating us and then something in your life ain't accelerating. That means something is off the track. Don't say it's accelerating here, but then when it comes to your money, it's different. Don't say God is accelerating in the church, and then when it comes to relationship, you're different. No, everything is in the river. The children are accelerating. So we should be looking for our children to begin to do more stuff now. So you begin to prepare. No, this child here going to preach now. We ain't got time. Let's just let God begin to go. But you don't isolate stuff and say, well, we accelerating in the church. But with my life, I'm just normal. Human thinking will cause that to happen. This is why I'm telling you. It's time for you to begin to think, like, where is this coming? You know, every time you get an answer, it's got to come from somewhere. And you got to ask that question, where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? How's this coming? You can't just take everything literal. Who's speaking it? What spirit? Because people can say the right thing with the wrong spirit. Yes. And it still mess you up. If you listen to human answers for your problems, you'll never go to the next level. People, I didn't tell you, man, people will talk you out of stuff. Deacon possessed. They'll just tell you, oh, well, you need this. And before you know it, you can't do nothing except sit there. You don't have nothing. The people won't even come in and help you. Sometimes, y'all, you just got to get in motion. And when you get in motion, don't stop. Keep going. Some of you, every time somebody come and try to excel you, you think people are pushed. You got to understand what's at stake here. There are people's lives in the balance. For some reason, he picked you to be here. But not for you just to be here normally. When are you going to rise up and be all that God wants you to be? Then will the church rise. Are you with me? You going to the next level? Don't cook God's answers and his destiny for you with yourself. Human answers only will always kill you. Listening to your mama. To try to do culture when you know your mama ain't in the spirit. Listening to your uncle. Listening to people that ain't got nothing to do with where you're going because you want to appeal. Let me tell you something. That's the way you ruin what God is doing. When you begin to eat that loaf of bread for man, worms coming in it. And you'll be wondering, well, I can't move. I can't, like kryptonite, it'll get you. Because as soon as you want to go by faith and step out, you won't be able to do it. Some of us, we pick up people like that. You got people around you like that. God's speaking, and you got people that's right there being used of the enemy. That's why you got to go forward. Are you with me? Let me give you one more thing that'll stop you. And y'all have heard this before. It's wrong association. If you continue to minimize the people that are around you, you'll never go. You'll never go to the next level because the moment you about to get up and fly off, these people are going to stop you. They're going to pull you at the leg. They're going to pull you. Why are you doing that? I'm not telling you not to go now, but the timing. Now, God didn't speak to you. How you doing like this? Why you got to do? You sitting there and you listening to them. That's why some of you talk to people. I didn't tell you. If they got your cell phone number, don't tell me you're not close to them. Oh, they can call you. Sometimes you can inspire people. Listen to what I'm saying. You can build somebody and it tear you down. You can be talking spiritual to people, but God ain't tell you to do that. And you just like that, just talking, building. When God trying to take you up, you can't do that when God telling you, I want you over here. Sometime when you separated and God got you over here doing something, focus on something, everybody else will be doing everything else. But you still got to say no to that. Yeah. Some of us think that because God said it once, it's always like that. It ain't always like that. When you leave another grade, you bump into your first grade teacher when you're in second grade in the hallway. You don't go back to her class every day. Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say hi. You don't do that every day. I'm gone. I'm done. I'm out of there. But some of us, we don't do that. We don't know how to pull away from people who helped us then. Okay, you were good then in 1989 when I got saved, whenever the kids and all this stuff. But then what are we doing now? Sometimes you got to know how to gradually move on. And some of you, like I say, you're still holding on to people. And you know, you try to seem like it don't matter, but you can't fool God. You're the one staying in the circle. You never can go to the next level like that. Stay strong. But in order for you to stay strong, you got to think like that. Most of us don't do that. Are you with me? Yes. Come on, let's commit to giving away, getting rid of all our lots. Yes. People that don't mean nothing, man. You want people that shop around you. Some of y'all got businesses. Y'all still deal with people with no money and all that. Man, I ain't want to deal with that. I'd rather just go ahead and pay a little bit more and deal with people who can pay, who can do, who can go, who can say, even though it may be a little bit extra. Why? Because these people, when you deal with a certain, like, you know, the old people used to say, if you lay down with the dogs, I don't care what you're doing when you're laying down with them. I know you're saying, well, I'm just helping. Well, you got fleas too. Doc, you the doctor, eh? You got the word. Well, you got fleas too. Sometimes you got to stay at a certain level. Right. Are you with me? There's some people you don't even need to deal with. But how many of us are still hanging out, letting people drag us down just because they say they're Christian? Y'all know everybody that say they saved ain't kingdom. Some of y'all can hear people and say, yeah, I had a good time in church and all of that. And most of them, they don't even know what they learned. What was the message about? Right. They don't even know. Right. So how could those people be in destiny? Right. You living for this. Mm-hmm. This is your life. Yep. How you think that's going to happen? Yep. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Come on, let me give you some things. If you're going to be a next level, how do people at the next level think? I got three things here. I want you to hear these three things. If you're going to begin to think like a next level person. Number one is you got to become and be a standard bearer. That's somebody who can mark where the standard is at. You'll never go to the next level if you can't do that. If you're somebody that can justify everybody's actions on the level you're on. Next level people always make a standard. They got to come up. You got to set that mark for people. Or you'll never go to the next level. Are you a standard bearer? Or when every time somebody come and change the policy, you the one who's sitting there, well, why we got to do this now? Why you got to do it like this? How come you do this? Where you do, you always comparing to the old. That's the enemy of people that want to go to the next level. People that always comparing. Well, why we don't do this? Why we don't have this? Why ain't no pews in the church? See, when you start thinking like that, you give off the same standard as on the level you at. Are y'all with me? Amen. In order for you to be a standard bearer, listen to me, you got to have a strong spirit. Because you got to be able to deal with people who you know they're going to attack you. You already know they ain't going to like what you say. You got to constantly be under fire. Sometimes I talk to y'all, and as you continue to talk, and I'm building this case, I say, well, I tell you, I got to say this, I got to say this, I got to say this. You can almost tell this ain't going to work. Because why? Because you know that your spirit is strong, and you know that you're going to have to face stuff. I don't know how we think we're strong and we can't face that. Some of us, we go haywire because people say something or they didn't like this. That's a part of you having a standard bearer. How can you introduce a new standard and don't think you're going to get resistance? You making resistance a mountain. No, they just mad because they're changing. And you going home thinking they don't like you and all this stuff, that don't matter. Why? Because you're a standard bearer. You got to have a strong spirit. Because some of you are good as long as everybody loving you. And you handing out all the goodies. But what happens when you don't hand them out and people start not liking you for what you say? Can you continue to love on them? Can you hide your offense in the blood of Jesus? And no, you know what? That person offended. I'm just telling you, you got to get a number because most of you will never know when I get offended, Eric. You don't know when, how much you offend me because I ain't going to tell you. I just cover it in the blood. I just cover it. It don't matter. Why? Because that's not going to help you. You got to let your spirit be strong. When your facial start leaking out, it's because you ain't dealt with it. You don't have enough cushion inside to just buffer it. Don't come down. Don't come up here. Stay down there. Don't come up here. Start stepping on them. Don't go up. Nope, nope, nope. It's something about to rise. Step on it. But some of you, you got to learn how to get that cushion. You know how you get that cushion? That strong spirit.
Yeah. Thank you.
How that spirit gets strong? You worship more. When you worship more, you say, man, it don't really matter because I love God more. See, worship, worship. That's how your spirit gets strong. Worship. What you put in your spirit will come out. But if you don't put it in there, you're trying to fight. And you ain't got nothing. So when those, and I know everybody's experienced this, some things slip out. Ain't no such thing. It comes out. It's what's in you. We don't like the real. We don't like, but it comes out of you. Why? Because that's what you got in there. But there can be a place in God where you begin to do just like Paul saying, you know what? None of these things move me. I will not deny what's in there, but what's in me. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. You got to start knowing that so when offense and all this stuff come, you can push it down. It ain't even worth it. Talking to people, saying stuff. Sometimes people step on your ego and you got to let them know. Somebody you ain't gonna never see again. Because you ain't got no strength on this. Your spirit is weak. The Bible says if you fall in adversity, your strength is small. That's why you got to build your spirit. As I said before, most of us are saved in our actions but not our reactions. What happens when something happened unexpected? What happens? You didn't plan this and somebody didn't bump your child head on the playground and mess him up. What happens then? Do you throw Christianity because you had to come all the way from side of town and you walk up in there and all this emotion going on and you know they say he in the ambulance. She had to be transported. Then all of a sudden they said the boy really knocked him out. Bloody his nose. And here you are going cross town. Can you stay safe? Most of y'all get so strong that you forget you're a Christian. Because it's a reaction. You got to be able to say, you know what? I'm a Christian. God is in control. You got to hold that thing. Something may have happened, but you got to know God is in control. Sometime when the devil gets you out of poise, he can rob you of your victory. That's why you got to stay calm. You got to know, oh, this ain't too hard. God's going to do it. Most of us on our insides, we have to get strong. Where's your spirit at? Are you with me? Standard bearers have strong spirits. You're not afraid to tell people things. Some of y'all struggle with saying things to people that you know that God telling you because you're afraid the way you look. Your spirit weak. Because, I mean, who are they? Who can defy the armies of the living God? I didn't come yelling at you and all. I'm just telling you this in love. You can take it or leave it. But this is what God is saying.
This is it.
But if your strength is small, you'll be sitting there struggling for 2 days and all this stuff, man. Ain't nobody struggling because you're living for God. When you struggle, it's because you ain't giving it all.
That's right.
Just God said it. Are you with me? Standard bearers have strong spirit. Strong spirit comes from people who are worshipers. You worship God. If you stay in the presence of God, it's just the audience of one, Kelvin. You don't be worrying about what people say because you say they'll get over it. Come on now, who's the one who can heal you? God. Who's the one who can make miracles happen? God.
Yes.
I mean, God can move people. He can take people out of the way. He can change people's mind. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of God. God turns it the way he want to turn it. He's sovereign. So why are we sitting there looking at the fear? Paul said, listen, none of these things move me. Because at the end of the day, I got to answer to God. And I want my living to be in line with what he's telling me to do. But some of us, we don't do that. Why? Because we forsake ourselves on the next level because we're not standard bearers. We can do it good until God tell you to stand up and say something, do something. Most of us, we ain't want to hear that. How am I going to do this? How? Moses, I know you're stuttering. But God is looking at your heart. You looking at your external. How many know God can fix those things? Are you with me? I mean, come on now. Y'all know that's the truth. God is the one at work in us. He's the one completing the work. He's the one working all the dirt out of us and everything. So why are we giving so much loyalty to men? We love people, but we glorify God. Stop letting people turn your emotions in and out about what they say because every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess. He is Lord. So you are the majority. But why don't we do that? Because sometimes you ain't did everything you was supposed to do. Are you with me? The second thing, if you're going to go to the next level, thinkers on the next level, they sell out to God. Sell out. What does that mean? You can't go home and then do things like the world. You got to give it all to God. You can't go around certain people and be a backside Christian where you'll say things when it's needed, but you won't live out of your destiny. You won't let your spirit just shine. You won't live out of your spirit. You got to be the same way everywhere you go. You got to sell out. That don't mean you're perfect. That don't mean people won't see you mess up, but you got to be the same way everywhere you go. I remember one time, Eric, I don't know if you was out there. We was running full court, and we all had gotten saved. And I'll never forget it. We was on the park, and we was in high school, and everybody, we had all these Christian people. And Keith Gilliard, he'd gotten saved a week before. And we were playing basketball, but we were playing with some hoodlums and a little bit of everybody. We were just playing ball. And I remember that night we were talking about being a Christian and what happens when we face other people and the women and all this stuff, the girls in the school. Now, are we going to do this for real or be like one of these people that go to church but still do everything? And we decided we're going to live this thing straight up. And the next day, we're playing basketball. Keith goes up and accidentally fouls Foodie, a guy we knew, Foodie. Foodie lay off and punch him right in the face in front of us. Knock him right in the face, just like that. Keith stood up, just like this. Started crying. Took his stuff and just walked away. Just walked off. I never forget that. I said, man, he got guts. I mean, he taught me that day, like, you got to have guts. And he knew what we talked about, because when he did that, all of us were sitting right here to watch him. But he stood right there. He did it. I never forget it. But guess what? He was sold out. It's easy to sell out when everything is going good. It's easy to sell out when you got everything going in a line. Some people are Christians as long as everything going just, it's happening. God is building. But what happened with what you see on the inside don't match what you see on the outside? See, real Christians have to be true builders. Because you got to pull out what you see on the inside, on the outside. And you don't do that by looking for the external to change first. No, you got to get solid on the inside. You got to let your inside say, you know what, Lord? You get to a place where you say, I don't care if I ever see it, because I already see it. I see it in the rim of the spirit. I can make something happen even when it ain't looking like it on the outside. And that's when God will begin to move. But you can't do that if you ain't sell out. I'm not talking about everything you do right. I'm talking about, God, I'm living for you. Man, I'm tired of being carnal. I'm taking this stuff off. I'm selling this. Get this stuff out, because it's a decision. You cannot go to the next level as long as you wait in this spooky area for God to float you up there. I'm going to pray one day and all of a sudden I'm going to have a vision. Then I'm going to be more spiritual and I'll be, no, it don't work like that. You got to say, you know what? I noticed that these Christians, they don't live the way they're supposed to live, but these ones do. These one here, they're kingdom advanced. So they see more of what God is doing corporately. I want to be like them. Let me see what they do so I can become more like what they're doing. See, but if you sit there and keep saying, well, you know, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? It's because you're not sold out. Because even when you don't know what to do, it'll happen. Are you with me? I'm telling you, even when you don't know, George, when it don't look like it, something will happen. God will come through for you. Why? Because you belong to him. But you don't let somebody in your house who can go and leave as they come. You don't do that. You don't say they're a part of everything when you're cooking dinner and you're eating dinner and they come and eat for 2 minutes and then they leave and then they do like that. You don't count that person as a rightful heir of everything that's in the house. Because they're just taking part. Something else is pulling them out. Why? Birds of a feather flock together. If we in here, what's in the family stays in the family. Whatever happens stays inside of here. It don't go outside like that. But some of us have to realize that until you begin to sell out to God by way of a decision, you'll never see the next level. Some people, you could be in a church. And you could be sitting there, well, you know, I'm waiting because they got you teaching Sunday school. Got you doing, you know, God's saying for you to come out. I know he's the bishop. I know he's the apostle and he's the king of all titles. But you know God has spoke to you to leave. And you're still sitting there. Finding stuff to do, justifying it. It's only because you're not sold out.
That's right.
When you're sold out to God, when the brook dried up, you're gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're gone. You can't stay where God is not. You don't let man talk your intellect into being somewhere because he's doing. When you see God left that man, I'm gone.
Amen. That's right. Yeah.
You don't have my allegiance as long as God is not with you. Because you're connecting to the God of the man, not the man. Because the man himself cannot give you but so much. But the God behind the man is what's reaching through your life. But you can't get that if you ain't sold out.
Amen.
When you ain't sold out, guess what you do? You make excuses why you can't do it. Oh, I can't go to this church because it's in Columbia. I can't travel here because it's too much. I can't do this because this is late at night. I don't know how to do this. This is why. Because you're not sold out. When you sold out, guess what? Just like all I got to do is use your job. Inventory, they need you in. You didn't make provision. You'll be there. That's what God's trying to get us to. Sell out to him. That don't mean you try to be some outcast and God. But what am I saying? I'm willing to go home and make my life conducive to what God is saying. Most of this, Cassandra, come from a lifestyle. Us just saying, listen, I just believe God. I believe he's coming back. So therefore, I'm not going to put my interest in all these dead works. And I'm going to pull myself back so I can go stronger. When you sell out, things will begin to happen. Are y'all with me? Let me give you the last thing here. If you're going to go to the next level, think again. Paul said, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the spirit, not knowing what is going to happen to me there, except the Holy Ghost witnessed to me. None of these things moved him anyway. I wonder how many of us are like that. Are we ready to go with God? Are we just sitting there saying, I'm just going to go with it? Sell out. Make sure you sell out. Make sure that you become a standard bearer. Yeah. Set the pace for other people. Because the moment you do that, guess what, y'all? People start coming behind you. Why? Because you are a pathway. You paved the pathway. You were the one digging it out. People begin to come and see. They'll say, man, I thank God for you. How many of us thank God for people like George Washington Carver? Martin Luther King. They blazed it for us. They were pathway people. But we have to be like that in the spirit. And then in the natural. Are you with me? The last thing is this. If you're going to be able to go to the next level, you got to focus on your assignment. Most people never get to the next level because they don't give their assignment enough focus. Acceleration means it's got to happen quick. But when you don't focus, you'll never get there. Some of y'all, you pick it up, you put it down. You think why your business don't work? Because you don't sleep with it. I remember in college, one of the first things they did, if you fumbled the ball in college, that first week of practice, every rookie, we had to go to sleep with the football in our hand. You had to walk to the cafeteria with that. I wasn't a fumbler, but this guy named Red from New Jersey, he used to fumble so much, and they made him hold the ball. You're not sleeping with it. How you going to get it if you don't focus on your assignment? You got to focus. Lady with the issue of blood. The issue is not how people look. Now, if that's your issue, if you're concerned about how you look with people, then you won't get what she's about to get. Yeah. But if you want to get healed, there's a focus. There's a zero in. This is what I got to go after. And anytime you focus and you begin to move, you will always make people that are not moving feel uncomfortable. They'll always ask, why you hit me? Is hitting me because you're moving always. They feel uncomfortable. They feel like, what are you doing? What's she doing? Why? Because they look at you always at what you, where they at now. That same level they on, that's all they look at you with. And God is taking you to a next level. But if you don't have enough decision and guts to stay focused on your assignment, you'll never get to the next level. Sometimes God will tell you, I want you to go to the next level, but I want you to be like this. But you got to ignore what other people are doing. Even though it's something good, it's not good for you in that season. You on a tight budget, and everybody going to Chili's after church. And they say, oh, we going out to IHOP. You got to say, I got to go home and make them beans. Unless you got me, Leroy, I got to make them beans. I got to eat a peanut butter and jelly, whatever, noodles, whatever your case is. But you got to be able to do that. Why? Because you're focused. A word that the church got to go back to is called sacrifice. We don't sacrifice. We think we can get ahead with no sacrifice. We just think, is this going to happen? You think, oh, well, I can just have this. No. And everybody that got money ain't going to hell. It's because they work for it. You can't put all rich people in hell because you ain't got no money. That's what some Christians do, you know. You wasn't there when they were putting their monies aside. You had all the latest CDs. You had new shoes. You had all the stuff. You ate your seed. And they sat there. They don't need God to do that. They putting it aside. So they are further ahead in that department than you. You don't sit there and say, well, I'm trying to find something wrong with them because they got money. No, don't do that. You reap what you sow. Are you with me? If you don't focus on your assignment, you'll never go to the next level. Next level thinking is always focus. That word focus. Focus. You can always, Jason, be able to do a lot of stuff. Always. Right now, we could go to Orangeburg and start a church. We can go anywhere we want to go. But you got to focus on the assignment God gave. Focus. Meaning you got to, in order for focus to be truly consecrated to true focus, you have to be able to tell several things no. If you don't be able to tell things no, you're truly not focused. Focus will always cause you to be able to overlook things that other people are focused on. Their focus, their season is different. You building your family and you letting people call you out to play basketball every night. You know you and your wife having a, I'm going home. You let, why? Because you're not focused. People will come and say, you need exercise. You ain't worked out. You need to get with the brothers in the church and build. You saying, I hear all this stuff. But what is your assignment? See, you can't hide. Because your assignment is the only way you're going to grow. If you neglect your assignment in that season, you will only fake people into thinking you're going somewhere. Because you will go in circles. If you look at people whose lives are not progression toward corporate destiny and growing, these are people who neglect their personal assignments. God telling you to build your prayer life and you listening to 106.3 and thinking you that's enough for the day. That's how we think. That's not building your prayer life. Just because you get a dab or something, that ain't it. God tell you to get 50% more intake, you take 10 and you think that's it. Because the people see you. You can't do that. You got to focus on your assignment. And no matter what God calls us to do corporately, he'll always have you on a personal assignment. Always. I can be Pastor Brad in the nations, and we're in Africa, you're wherever you want to say, but back home, in my hotel room, he working on my attitude. He working on my mood. He working on you being on time. He's working on you doing something. God is always pruning you. Why? Because who he loves, he chastised. Don't worry about the chastisement and what it is. Be concerned when you ain't got no chastisement. Personal assignment. You want to go to the next level? Focus. Focus. Look at your life now and say, what is my assignment right now? Stop minimizing it, thinking because it's nothing big. Just be in church. Make sure you're here serving. Make sure you're doing. Get involved. If that's what it is, you got to be faithful over that. That's why he said faithful over a little. You can't get more, even no matter what you're doing. If you're not faithful over another man's, you'll never see it happen. I mean, I wish it could work. Otherwise, it don't work like that. Some of you thinking your life going to develop and you let the house of God lie dormant. You still picking and choosing, but you want God to be full. You part-time, but you want God to be full-time in your part-time. Sell out. Give it all to God. Be a standard bearer. Make sure you focus on the assignment. Whenever you focus, y'all, I'm telling you, always have distractions.
Always.
People are always trying to distract you. And let me tell you something. All the distractions, Kiana, ain't got to be purpose. Most of y'all can go crazy if somebody did something that they did purpose. But what happens when they ain't meaning to do it? Some of y'all are not strong enough to know when the current. They're not able to understand stuff. So when they do stuff, you just got to take it. You even explaining it to them is worthless. Some of y'all got to talk so much. You want to know how you focus? You ain't got time to talk. It's almost like you explained and you move. But if Kelvin, we got to go out the door, you say, Kelvin, come on. That's all you do. You're moving. Because God will already have people who are understanding your frequency ready to go. But when they ain't on the frequency, you got to go down in that soulish realm where you can nurture that soul. No spirit, that soul. See, the spirit is a quickening thing. It makes you jump up to run. When it's soulless, you got to minister to that intellect. You always got to explain why this happened and all that. Ain't nobody explaining all that. Just jump. That's them kind of people, you let them walk past the water and just push them in. Because if you tell them chlorine in there and all this stuff, they ain't going. Push them in. Say, listen, God is good. Go and get in there. If you focus on your assignment, you'll always know that people will distract you. You'll always know that you do less talking. Because the people that God put in your life for you to influence or for them to influence you, you already ready for them to hear you, and they're ready to hear what you got to say. Amen. When they're not ready, it's a good indication you need to let God continue to work. Some of y'all spend your time with, it's like giving pearls to the swine. Talking to people about stuff that's useless. Them people not going to understand all that. That's why we made a secular station, secular website for the secular station. Why? We can't go on there talking about no kingdom. They don't know nothing about the kingdom. They need to get birth in the kingdom. So we changed the website. Why? Because this, we want to give them little nuggets. Why? You're putting the hunger in them. You're putting it in them so that the hunger can go. But some of us, y'all be talking to people just because they're your auntie and your mama. They don't even pray in tongues. They dead. And you giving them all your guts and thinking when these people mistreat you or do something wrong, you all disappointed. Well, they're not spiritually strong because the way they're strong to you but not to God. When you focus on your assignment, you always remember that. That the people, and listen, the people God send to you will listen to you. If they're not listening, don't get flattered because they're just hearing it. You're just throwing out seeds, and that's okay. But don't be counting on people that ain't following you. Because you're going to be disappointed. Just because they at the job and they listening and all that, they going to come every day. You got inspiration? I'll take anything in this rat hole. Anything inspiring. Come on, talk to me. I'm here. But what happens when God wants to build you and strengthen you that way? Are y'all with me? So make sure next level thinking. Stop allowing the wrong people to be around you. Stop letting human answers be the only thing to sustain. You got to get to a place where the word of God is sustaining your life. A word from God sustains it. That means we all got to rise up more. Are you with me? Be a standard bearer. Sell out to God. Focus on your assignment. Some of y'all, you get so caught up like going to Columbia. You know, we want you to go. But if you had a place where you can't go because of your own decisions, make it in your heart that, see, I ain't going to be bound up like this. But if you can walk away from all of us going up here, traveling to all these cities, and you just say, I can't come, then you got to say, you know what? A lot of things in your life is not there. Because we're not just going there. We need everybody to be strong. But you got to ask, you got to say, you know what? I'm going to be there next time. Next year this time, this job got me now. But I'm sizing up these chains on my leg. How can I get this thing? It's got me now. But God going to show me. And y'all, that don't mean everybody going to be millionaires and money going to come. But I'm talking, I'm not telling everybody you ain't going to work for somebody. I'm telling you, get your heart out of this stuff. Go to work and be free. And God will still direct you. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you.